did you hear me? I said I am BB King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
It's WMFO, Medford. Oh, man, 9:03 in the morning, another goddamn gorgeous day, as my sainted mother would say.
You cannot swear on the radio.
It wasn't a swear, that's happiness about the beautiful day.
Yeah, it is not a swear.
It's Mark Horowitz being a goody-goody two-shoes today.
Now I can hear you. Sorry.
Yeah? Oh, well, yeah. You got to do what you did.
Stupid headphones.
Stupid headphones.
I'd call them the damn headphones, but, you know.
Yeah,
we got to know our
audience.
It's
a four-letter word, and you can't say
it
that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Mike and Mark here today till 11 a.m. We're going to do more of this and a lot of freeform, plus at 9:30, from around 9:30 to 10. Really happy. My good friend Eileen Springer was here about a month ago, and we recorded a little chat we had and some of her music that she played acoustically. So we're going to share that with you around 9:30, and otherwise, we have no idea.
Freeform, new noise?
Yep.
There's a lot of new noise out there.
There is. I listed some of it on my my show post.
Great.
And I had a couple of requests.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I don't know, Mike Maloney made a great request, but it's like 7 or 8 minutes long.
It is. It's a great song, but it's like two songs.
I don't know.
We'll have to think about that one.
I didn't get my check in the mail yet.
I could, I have a new noise song that's only 1 minute and about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So it could balance Mike's... Mike Moe's song, which is like 90 minutes.
It's not 90 minutes.
Well,
you tend to exaggerate.
The long
Did you
version.
Know that you do that? Yeah, that's the long
I
version.
Never exaggerate. All of course, right. That could be an exaggeration.
9:05 in the morning, starting with the first new noise, a collab, as the kids say, between Robbie Robertson and Van Morrison. Yeah, you heard me right.
And I've heard this. It's great.
Those two guys, there's a new record by Robbie called Cinematic. This is I Hear You Paint Your House. Brand new noise here at WMFO. Right here in Medford.
Some call it just You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford. Wow.
Double wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's, you were saying before when that song was playing, what you said was, wow, somebody heard this back in whatever year it was and said, wow, we got to sign
some
this
record
guy.
Person.
Nobody knew who he was.
No, that was probably a year or two before his debut album, which was 76, maybe?
Yeah, this was an outtake from 1974 from Mudcrutch, the band that Tom was in just before the Heartbreakers came to be. And from what I can see, this appears on their latest release. It's a great remembrance of Tom's music, an American treasure. It's an outtake from 1974.
An outtake. Can you believe that's an outtake?
No, and if you look at any information on it, you see a picture of them back then.
Yeah.
His hair is down to beyond his shoulders.
Oh, it's so 70s.
It's just so crazy.
And, you know, you listen to that, and you hear Van Morrison.
Yeah.
You hear a little Bruce Springsteen, early Springsteen, definitely a little Dylan, but you hear that in that Van Morrison influence big time, especially in the middle of it.
Yeah, you really hear who he was.
Yeah,
I mean it's there's nothing else to say.
Nope.
That was Mudcrutch, and just before that, a request for Mike Maloney for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from a 1976 release. Speaking of, it was a self-titled record, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That was Hometown Blues.
Yeah, they really tightened up the sound from Mudcrutch to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember back then, I was just a little kid. We all were. Well, not all of us, but you were.
Too, I wasn't born then.
No.
What do you mean?
I remember when Petty first came out, and they heard, you know, American Girl and Hometown Blues came out, and the first song, I can't remember, Can't Stop Thinking About You, whatever that song was, but those three songs, they, you know, you heard them on the radio, and people were like, oh, another punk rocker, you know, in the vein of the Ramones, Sex Pistols, but he wasn't a punk rocker.
He was so much more than that.
Yeah, turned out to be just classic Americana.
Haven't said it yet, but I'll say it. Can't believe he's gone.
Oh,
still.
I know.
Still. B-52s, just before that, there was a request from me. 1989, that was Cosmic Thing record. That was Rome. You know, you don't hear that a lot, but I have to admit, both of us were like pretending we could sing to that song. It's such a great song.
And you know what's funny? That when they first came out, they were kind of a novelty band.
Oh, totally.
But their music's really held up.
It's fun.
It is fun. You still hear it at parties and weddings and all these events. So it's
absolutely
really, yeah. I always like them.
It's akin to the bunny hop, but in a good way.
Exactly.
That was a really bad analogy.
No, it wasn't bad. I give it a 6 out of 10.
Thanks. Flame and Groovy is a great track from those guys, from the record Fantastic Plastic. What the hell is going on? That was so Stones-ish.
When did that come out?
Use the Google machine. I don't know. I didn't look at that.
Because I hear so much Black Crowes and that and Stones. And
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it says it was released in 2017, but we know that that's not one, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but whatever. What a great track by the Flaming Groovies.
I know. I was Shazamming that just now because I hadn't heard that song before.
Yeah.
So, good set, Mike.
Robbie Robertson, New Noise, with Van Morrison. You know, you can hear him there in the background. The two of them together is just like, it's like, wow. 2019 release, New Noise, cinematic with an S. I hear you paint houses.
It's great to hear Van Morrison still putting out good music. I mean, he's been around so long. There was a stretch there where, you know, he got into some of the religious music, and some of it was good, but it got a little too new agey for a while. And then he came back with some really good stuff.
His voice is just his voice. I mean, his voice.
One of the best voices. When he was on in concert, he was one of those in concert when, you know, when he was not on, when he was like, I'm going to play what I want to play. He wasn't very good, but when he was good, he was about as good as you can get.
Yeah, when he's into it, I mean, but anyway, nice to hear that. So, I don't know if you know this, Mark, but when you're on the radio and when you're listening to the radio, it can be used as a time machine.
Okay.
I'm just saying that because we're about to go back in time.
Oh, I do that all the time.
How do you do that when you're not on the radio all the time?
I have a time machine.
You have to have a harp.
Oh, I don't have a harp.
See, because it's a harp, and when you play the harp, you can go back. We have to go back a month because so pleased to bring you a conversation and performance that I did with our friend Eileen Springer about a month ago, right here in Studio C across the hall. And she's talked about the new record she's working on and played some music, and we shared a couple of chuckles. But in order to do that, I got to go back in time. In time.
Oh, I can hear that. That's a harp, huh?
In time.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike on the mic here at WMFO Medford. I'm here on a Sunday, so this is not going out on the air. This is being recorded for later, and I'm really happy to welcome a friend of mine and a friend of the station back today, Eileen Springer.
Hi.
Hi, nice to see you again.
I'm so glad to be here.
You know, I was looking back, and it's so crazy, because this is like June 23rd? And it was almost 3 years ago to the day, June 4th in 2016, when you were last here.
And I knew when I saw your invite on Facebook that I needed to come out here. It should have been a long time ago, but I've been so busy working in my music in other ways that I haven't been able to. But, you know, I don't take this for granted at all. I know my music radio interviews are so important. And I have an upcoming CD coming out, so this is perfect.
Well, this is the reason to come back and just to say hello and all
nice
that.
And so nice to see you, too. It's such a low-key environment. I love being here.
It's great, and neither one of us has aged a bit.
Not really.
No. No, we look fabulous.
Yes.
Just tell everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, so last time you were here, we were just on the cusp of your new record, Gotta Be Brave. And we had played a couple of tracks from that, and you were all excited about that. And that came out, and that was a wonderful record.
You
must be really proud of that.
I am, and I've sold a lot of copies.
Yeah.
And people ask about it, and they look it up on YouTube and share it with their friends, and I play out at gigs a lot on my songs.
Oh, yeah, I see you gigging out all the time. And that was a follow-up to a record you did way back in 2010 called Matter of Time.
Jeez, you remember everything.
Well, you know, I have little notes in front of me, but don't tell anybody that. But yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do see you. You're very, very out there, and you're always performing. I mean, you just love that. It's nice to see you doing something that you love so much.
Well, it's who I am.
It's a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So you had contacted me, and I was really happy to hear from you, saying that you've got a new record coming out. I know it's not going to be a while, but what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? What's this going to be like? Is it going to be different than Gotta Be Brave?
Well, they're all different.
Yeah.
Every single CD that you do has a different creative output. For me, anyway.
Well, give it up. I mean, what is it that you're thinking about? What's rolling around that mind of yours for this next record? We all want to know.
Well, the title track's called Relentless.
Okay, yeah.
And I think it's a good title for the rest of the songs and for where I am in my life, just going after something that you want. Never giving up.
Well, knowing you as I do, and just the fact that I was, just the fact that I was saying that you're always out there playing. I mean, you are relentless as far as your passion for playing.
I am. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to say a lot, but I mean, in the music business, it's very easy to just be like, oh, I went through 100 calls, and I talked to a manager yesterday, and they said to call today. They're not there, or they told me to call next week, and I did, and they're booked for the whole season now, just to give up.
It's hard, yeah.
And so,
I can't imagine.
You know what? You have to keep calling, and because the next day there might be a new manager. There might be a new restaurant. They might have owned, you know, bought another business out, or have access to other venues, and so you just got to keep going on.
Just don't
give
make
up. It mean anything and stuff. You know, I've had some people yell at me and stuff. Didn't you call yesterday?
Well, you've got to be what? You've got to be relentless.
Yeah, and sometimes it's really not that easy, and it's not like what you want to do. But you do it if the passion is great enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I know because we're adults. That, you know, you're not going to get anything unless you'd make it happen. Nobody's going to do it for you. You've got to do it. So
that's kind of sad a little bit.
Well, yeah, but it's the truth. The truth hurts, Eileen. Don't forget that. So I know you're going to do a couple of tracks today live with your acoustic.
I am.
And is Relentless one of them?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I know that I told you I really loved Gotta Be Brave, and maybe you'll do the title track from that track as well?
Yes, I would like to.
I think that's really cool. So we're going to have you do four songs, a set of three, then we'll come back and talk, and then we'll end with one more. So we have Relentless, we have Gotta Be Brave. What'll be the third one?
Relentless, Gotta Be Brave. I thought you said four.
I did, but the fourth one will be last. We'll come back and talk after three.
I can't say I was completely paying attention when you said that. I was looking at my video.
As long as
you
admit it.
I'm going to do Relentless.
Yeah.
Hippie in Disguise.
Oh, great.
Well, we had got to be brave. I was going to do Simplify. Either that.
I like Hippie in Hippie in Disguise is great.
Those two, either Jerusalem Road, Simplify, or I'm gonna put Gotta Be Brave in. So it's I'm thinking between two right now.
Okay, well, you can make it a game time decision. That's fine with me.
I can.
All right. Well, nobody's gonna know this, but I'm gonna stop the recording. I'm gonna move this mic over so it won't be all noisy. And when we come back, Eileen's gonna treat us to a couple of songs.
Okay, great.
Right
thanks.
Here at MFO.
Here I am at WMFO with Mike Newman, and this is a song from my upcoming CD. It's called Relentless. It's the title track.
Hey, do another one.
All right.
That sounded wonderful, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
You sound terrific on a Sunday.
Oh, good. Well, Sundays are my day off, so that, you know, I'm so glad that you had me come up here on the Sunday, because I'll tell you, the traffic is not fun on any other day. It was just a breeze, and it was nice, and it was sunny. It was perfect. It's like it was meant to be, you know. I consider this an event. It's not just coming out and being on the radio. It's completely an event. It's very important. And so God was on my side with the sunshine, the day, and the everything. You know?
Well, I got to tell you, most people that meet with me do feel like it's an event.
Oh, I thought I was the only one.
That was a great song. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to do Hippie in Disguise.
I like that. I love that song. Great.
Okay. Here I am on WMFO with Mike Newman. And this song is called Hippie in Disguise. Come show yourself. All right. Yay. I wear a suit to work, how it lies. When I come home, I do my tie-dyes. I am a hippie in disguise.
Excellent, Eileen.
Thank you.
I remember that. I love that song.
Oh, great.
So, Hippie in Disguise, what was that all about?
Well, you know, I wrote it years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't finish it. And then one day last summer, I was walking through, did this little, like, folk festival across from me. And I heard the song in my head, and I wanted to finish it. And it was when I was in business and I really had to wear a suit years ago, like in my 20s. And everything was not who I was.
I get it.
Because I'm just a free-spirited hippie child.
I get it.
And so that's where the song came from.
And I can't tell you how many times people tell us when they're here that a song had to marinate. And it's been in my notebook for years or whatever. So many people do that.
Right.
That's the way songs come about sometimes. And I get it that you've got to put on a facade.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I don't put on facades on any of my songs, but that particular one, it was a facade of my life because it had to, in work environments, you have to really be, unless you're truly doing what you love, like singing, you know, you can't really be yourself. You got to sit at either in a computer or at a business job. And in life, you really got to go around like a robot. And so that's where I got that song. I'm like, you know, this is who I am. And like, I'm in disguise. I'm in disguise.
Very true. Thank you for that.
And hippies don't really exist. So the term doesn't exist anymore. And I love it.
I know what it is. All right. What you gonna do next?
Is there any more fun you can have here?
Uh-huh.
I want to play a song from... This is called Jerusalem Road. I'll tell you about it in 1 minute. This song is called Jerusalem Road, and it's about my favorite street in Cohasset. I'm here at WMFO with the great Mike Newman. Road.
Thank you, Eileen, once again. Now I want to go to Jerusalem Road.
You know, I don't blame you. It's amazing. There's million-dollar homes down there. And I thought about writing this song for a long time because you just take a trip down there and you can't even believe that people live like that. And I picked out one to write about that I loved and I believed. And I just thought in my head, like, this is going to be my... It was on sale for like a year. I'm like, this is my house.
Yeah.
It was $5 million.
Oh.
It had everything.
It's a steal.
And the one thing that it had that I absolutely loved is this huge deck on the top. It was... And I could just imagine having bands there every week.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful song. It's in my head now.
Thank you.
Okay, have you got one more in you?
I do.
All right.
I'm going to play a song from the Gotta Be Brave. I was going to do... I didn't really prepare for this one... But we'll see which one's going to be. I'm going to actually do one that is on Gotta Be Brave and on this upcoming one.
An updated version?
Yes. It's not updated because I'm doing it in a duo with my friend Sherman Whipple on my upcoming one, which is, it's just a completely different vibe, but it's the same song.
Gotcha. And what's the name?
The name is called Spectrum of Colors.
Perfect.
Wait, I'm going to start that one again. Hold on. I know there's got to be at least one mistake that you do in the middle of a radio.
All right, but you have none left. That's it.
There's something about me that's unique. You're intrigued. Must we say another thing? There's something about you I can't see, but I feel deeply. And I'm a spectrum of colors, and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's alright. Can I stand in your light? There's something about you that I want. Maybe just celebrate you again. There's something about me that I'm not, but I'm mysterious and beautiful, and that's a lot. And I'm a spectrum of colors, and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's alright. Can I stand in your light? We're like a mixed up. Can I stand in your light? There's something about you that I love. Fine, just know what you're talking about. There's something about you I'm amazed. You're so logical and brave. And I'm a spectrum of colors, and you are black and white. Can I stand in your light? That's all right. Can I stand in your light?
Arlene Springer, everybody, here at WMFO. Arlene, I really love that. Spectrum of colors.
Thank you.
So does that refer to everybody's personality as its own spectrum of colors? Is that what I was getting?
Well, I was really more implying a relationship, okay? And in this particular song, I'm the spectrum of colors, and the other person was black and white, and just to accept your differences.
Deep.
I know, it is really deep, but what I like about it is that it's cool, and it's in a country song, which is simple.
Yep.
So you can hopefully listen to the and comprehend the depth in it in a simple kind of context.
Yeah, it's in the lyrics. It's in the lyrics for sure.
Yeah.
So Relentless, you said it's going to take a long time.
Well, we don't know. Hopefully a year, maybe less. I don't know. It depends on the a few things on, you know, the musicians.
Have you recorded any of it yet?
Oh,
exciting.
Like about halfway done. But, you know, it depends on, you know, when you can get the musicians, the timing.
Sure.
I'm a solo artist financially.
And a lot of
different things.
And about that becoming a duet, are you guys switching off verses?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
see, okay.
So what's great about it, it has completely different meaning.
Sure. You're doing the colors and he's doing the black and white, I would imagine.
And we were actually arguing about, like, who should do what. I'm like, no, you can't sing this part because then it makes it mean that this is this and that. And so, like, but it turned out where we compromised, and actually Sherman had some really, really good ideas that I finally gave into that I thought, like, wow, this is great. It slows it down. It makes it just such a different song. So I'm really happy about it.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear everything that's coming out with Relentless. I hope it's not too long, but promise me you'll come back and let us know when it's out, and we'll have you back again and debut it.
I would love to.
I would love that.
Might even be able to give you some songs that are like partway there that you can maybe play.
Okay, well, up to you.
Yeah.
All right.
I have some that are close to being done.
Okay, so. It's a process, I know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Arlene Springer, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Mike.
Much.
Oh, my goodness.